Hey guys, I'm excited. We actually have some friends. We got a lot of friends in the podcasting business industry, so to speak. And this is one though, with Todd Hedges, who actually came to our house, seems like about close to 2 years ago now, I guess.
I'm
And he
saying that
sat,
I'll get it.
sat in with us for a while and learned some stuff. And he's been putting some stuff together behind the scenes. And he got together with his friends Nate and Sean, and decided they were going to do a podcast called Middle Aged and Creeped Out. It's a pretty funny show. I think you guys would like it if you haven't heard it. You guys did something for our Halloween, didn't you?
Or
Did y'all do
we
something for our
want.
Halloween episode? Or
No, we wanted to. That's we were hoping to roll it out by
yeah, that's right.
Halloween.
Y'all
That's why we're out.
hadn't came out yet. So let me introduce who we got here. Because we got Todd, we've got Nate, we've got Sean, all of them here joining us tonight. Guys, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Jerry. Hey, Tracy. Thank you for having
Hi.
us. No
Oh, thank
problem.
you.
Yeah, thank
Yeah,
you so
see,
much.
Tracy doesn't sit in on a whole lot of these, but she's going to be sitting in a lot more, especially since I just spent $100 on a new webcam and a microphone for her. So,
Well, good. Yeah, we're excited. Thank you, Jerry, for having us on.
Hey, that webcam didn't get rid of those bags under my eyes, so I have a problem with
Hey,
uh-oh.
You still look lovely.
Oh, thank you.
That's another couple hundred dollars,
Yeah,
right?
what's that plexiderm stuff, or what's it
Yep,
called?
it works.
Anyway, so Sean, I'll start with you. Tell me, for the listeners out there who haven't heard Middle Aged and Creeped Out, what are they going to find when they tune into the show? Give me a brief description of what the show is.
Well, I have to be honest, I'm being held against my will, and all of these shows, I'm still being held against my will. So send help.
Yeah, he needs it.
It's funny because when we put this show together, we really wanted our main goals were to have some fun and to find a way to put back in the community and to grow a community that will allow people to come together to share stories and unusual experiences. I know that's something I've had in my life. And then we wanted to put together, episodes of talking about unusual content. We took, shows like yours, and there's a lot of other podcasts that we would listen to, and we're like, we can do that, So we're going to talk about some of the different episodes that we've had and some of our favorites too. But we like to try to cover things that other people haven't really covered in the past, or we haven't heard a lot of podcasts.
All right. So Nate, for you, you're not really on the show the whole time, are you? Like every episode featured?
Since the second episode, they came to me and asked if I wanted to have a mic and talk with them. And it seems to work out with three of us talking on the topics. We've really enjoyed doing that. I
There
said,
you go.
yeah, I'll give it a go. I'll see how it all works out.
He's our technical guy, so he's the one that runs the thing. We're Sean and I, we're blabbers. We can talk all day long, but without Nate, it ain't happening. So but no, he came on and he is our tech guy. He does the editing and hooks all the mics up and everything. And at that second episode, I thought, let's give Nate a mic. I mean, and so he said he was busting that first show because he's like, I have so much to say.
Yeah, they're talking back and forth. I'm like, I got something to say.
It was one of those things where the second episode, they said, well, let's do this. And Nate's like, okay. And so each time it's just kind of that congealing of the three personalities is kind of, I forget, what was it, third or fourth? I said, I think we have something here, boys. And it's kind of magic in a bottle.
But no, he adds a lot.
No, it's still Todd and Sean as a host, and I'm the sound engineer, but I'm there to talk too.
He's our saving grace.
Awesome. It is so fun. It's so fun, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
More fun than should be allowed, really.
So Todd, your guys' very first episode, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was the episode where you talked about Halloween and The Exorcist, correct?
We our first episode was just an introduction to ourselves, kind of like we were talking about before we got on here, just kind of so the listeners could hear about us and why we started the episode or the podcast. And and then our first topical episode was about Halloween and The Exorcist.
Tell me what it is about The Exorcist and Halloween that made you want to do a complete episode at front right from the get-go when you start this podcast.
Well, those movies were, oh man.
We're going back to
Yeah, so
they
I
gave us the creeps to start about.
so I was 7 years old when Halloween came out, and that's my favorite of all time. So that's why I chose that my favorite horror movie is the original Halloween, 1978. And I saw that maybe when I was like 9 or 10. So it had been out a couple of years. And then The Exorcist, I think I was what? I think that was 1973, 74. So I was 2 or 3. And I saw that when I was 9, and that sent me over the edge. I mean, I slept with my parents for, I think, 2 or 3 weeks after watching that. And I'm not kidding, Jerry. So I chose those two movies because from my childhood, of all the horror movies that I've seen from childhood to adulthood, those two movies stick out just because I was captivated when I saw Halloween and the Michael Myers character. You know, being a guy, it's like, yeah, he kind of does some things where, you know, a real, you know, I don't think a human could survive so many times, he should be dead, but it just scared me, but I loved it. I was fascinated. And then The Exorcist, like I said, man, that sent me, whew. And so I didn't watch it again until I was 29. So I went 20 years. And Gary, I was married before, and I was up in our loft in our, I had like a sports room, and I literally had it on in the background. I was on the computer just to give me a buffer because I could not just sit there and watch it. I had to have something to kind of, you know,
right.
Yeah. As I'm watching it, just,
We talked about it being a one and done where it's, you watch it once in your life. Yeah. I've only watched it once. I tried to watch it before we did the episode. I'm like, I only made it through like clips.
Yeah.
And trying to do it. I was like, it's scary.
But that's basically why I chose those movies. Just, they were two movies that stuck out to me growing up, and you know, they're pretty famous. I don't know if there's anybody that doesn't know the movie Exorcist and the original Halloween, you know, and Michael Myers, the character. So that's why I chose that one. Yeah.
Well, get this. So I'm talking to my daughter. Of course, you know my affinity.
I was just sitting there thinking that same thing.
My affinity for The Exorcist. It's my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
And much like you guys, it totally freaked me out, but I've seen it, you know, probably 12, 13 times, and it still freaks me out.
Yeah.
My daughter has always heard me talk about it, and she's, how old is Amber now? Like 26.
Yeah.
Never seen it. And she tells me 2 weeks ago, you know, I watched that movie. You keep talking about how scary it was. That wasn't scary at all. Matter of fact, I laughed through most of it.
Oh, man. My God. Todd is saying that. He doesn't understand how people can do that.
No way. I'm 50, Jerry, and I'd be crying through it if I watched it.
It's a desensitized generation, I think.
It's not, you know what it is, Jerry, about The Exorcist? It's also when I was a kid, not soon as an adult now, but when I was a kid, seeing another kid possessed and you're thinking it's the devil, those demons. I mean, that and the whole face, how she changed her appearance. And the voice, I just, man.
We talked about it being a true good versus evil.
Yeah.
You don't know that evil isn't going to win out. It's really one of those.
Yeah.
You just have to have that leap of faith that good is ultimately going to win, but you're not sure.
You're not sure when you're watching. Yeah. Yeah. Poor little girl.
Yeah. That's what the priest had at the end, a leap of faith.
Hey, yeah. Literally. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a pun
in there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you caught that.
Yeah. He accepts the demon in him and jumps out the window.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm with Todd. What freaked me out the most is because you feel like you can get away from a slasher, or you feel like you can, you know, run out of a haunted house. How do you run away from something that's inside of you?
Yeah, that's right. It'll get you no matter what. You know, if it wants you, it's coming after you.
Yeah, it's not confined.
That's frightening.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too real. What about personal paranormal experiences? Have any of you three, and we'll start with Nate on this one. Nate, have you ever had a paranormal experience yourself?
Not me particularly. I believe in a lot of it. I just have never had experiences myself personally.
Nate was talking about a good out-of-body experience.
Oh, yeah, I did have that, but that was galvanized poisoning induced, too.
whatever it takes, I guess.
That's pretty paranormal to me.
Yeah, I mean, I had a high fever and fell asleep on the couch, and just I felt like I was outside myself, floating around looking at myself, and then came back in, and I woke up. I mean, that's about as far as I've gotten.
That's some Pink Floyd-type stuff there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wear respirators when you weld galvanize.
What about you, Sean? Have you had any personal paranormal experiences?
I've been with some people that have had them, and and Todd and I, this goes back to some old discussions we've had through, you know, at dinner, and just him and I talking about putting this podcast together, that for a long time I've had a really hard time. I've always felt kind of weird about some of the experiences I've had. I've had a lot of dreams throughout my life. And started having out-of-body experiences, and like lucid dreaming and things like that. And I thought maybe I was losing my mind. So I know I've told a couple of those stories on the podcast. But they're very personal. But it's as I started doing the podcast, I feel like people are more accepting of it, and actually people are interested to hear and to feel like they're not alone too, because they've had weird experiences. But and it's funny that you bring up an experience, because we just did Aaron Egnance was a ghost hunter that we just interviewed last week, and two nights after that, my wife and I were going to sleep. The kids were rowdy and we'd just gotten them to bed. And I told her, it felt like our daughter came through the room. And I said, is that Claire? What is she doing? And my wife said, I don't see anybody, but it's probably Claire. She probably went to the bathroom. So I went looking for her and I couldn't find her, but I swear I saw, it was almost like a ghostly figure. And I told her, I went back to bed and I said, I got to stop doing this podcast. I was like, it's too much. She kind of talked me down, but I swear it was like, I don't know if it was just talking to the ghost hunter or what, but it was just a really weird experience that I hadn't told the guys that.
Yet. No, I hadn't heard that. That one too. Yeah.
So that's brand new.
So we do here. We break news.
Yeah, break the news.
Not what again.
Nobody gets that but us.
I know they won't.
So what about you, Todd? Have you had any paranormal experiences personally that you'd like to share?
I had shared one story. It was when we did our Shadow People episode. What was that? Number
two. Three? That was two.
Well, that was two. Yeah, that's right.
Shadow People.
Sorry. Yeah. It was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, Jerry, and because I work at a Christian church for my full-time day job. And it was a Friday and I was dog tired. And so I ate lunch and I'm like, I got to lay down. I got to rest for like a half hour, 45 minutes, something. So we have like a first aid room and we have a little futon. And I lay down and I was out and I set my phone timer, so I could wake up at some point, get back to work. And so I was out, like I said, and then all of a sudden I wake up, but I couldn't move. I was like frozen and I felt like something was holding me down. And I mean, my eyes were awake. I knew what was going on. I knew where I was at. I wasn't dreaming. And I just felt, I couldn't speak. I was trying to like yell for help. Couldn't do it. And it lasted, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or so. I finally told myself, I got to bust through. I got to get up. And that's what I had to do. So whatever it was, it just felt heavy. Like it was holding me down. And I was scared just because like I said, I was awake. I know I wasn't dreaming. And man, it just creaked me out. And finally, I just snapped out of it and was able to do it. But like I was aware of my alarm and like I said, where I was at. And it wasn't fun. I was kind of like something was in there, and they always say churches aren't absolved from paranormal stuff, and something was in there that didn't want me. I don't know what it wanted to do with me, but it sure wouldn't let me go to work, which sometimes that's not a bad thing. But no. But Jerry, other than that, which was creepy in itself, I haven't had any like ghosts or anything else like that, any paranormal activity I can think of.
Yeah. Sean, what was the favorite episode topic that you guys have covered
for you? For me, I've had several of them I've enjoyed, really. Oh, Shadow People was really fun, but we recently did one. We did a two-parter on H.H. Holmes, and that was somebody that was, I hadn't heard a whole lot about. I've heard his name before, but he's one of the America's first serial killers in the 1890s. And his list of people that he might have killed, potentially killed, maybe didn't kill, is upwards of like 200 people. So we had a really deep dive and discussion into him. And it was more than I probably ever needed to know or wanted to know. But I got to use words like dastardly and fiend. I said, you don't ever get to use those. In the 1900s and 2000s, you don't get to use that. So we called him very nicely a dastardly fiend.
Now that time period allows you to say that.
But then we got fixated on he had a handlebar mustache too. Yeah. That's one of them. They could identify him. And so that was, we talked about how regal his mustache was. But he had a murder castle that we talked about and how he got at least 50, they think, people from the Chicago's World Fair that was being held in 1893. And so it was just fascinating, that time period, that somebody was that sick and twisted, and he did all kind of horrible, heinous things to his victims.
He was always one step ahead of the law coming after him, too.
It took him a long time to be
very highly intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one that, it was Nate's idea to do that. Mm-hmm. And we all sat there and watched documentaries on him, and I was like, yeah, we definitely have to talk about this guy.
Yeah, that guy was ate up. It was something else.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, he was finally brought down by Pinkerton security, and
yep, yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, They finally,
most people know Pinkerton today is just, you know, security guards around, but back then they were the real deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
He chased everybody around. Yeah.
Here's a fun fact about H.H. Holmes. So we had crappy equipment when we first started, and we got a brand new setup, and we were so excited to use it. Our first time ever with a mixer and new mics, and we were doing the H.H. Holmes story, and we get all set up and we record it. And I, being an ignoramus when it comes to some of this stuff, I didn't listen to any of it. We don't use headphones when we record. We don't use, you know, any kind of, I typically don't go back even listen to the show. I just know what it looks like, and boom. So the next day I'm listening to the show and I'm like, oh my God, this sounds horrible. We didn't use, I recorded the whole thing on the laptop's microphone. So we got all this new equipment. But when you're using Audacity to record, you have to go in and change that to the USB setting for it to use those microphones. And I didn't know that because it's the first time we used it, and it recorded the whole thing on the, so we got all this nice equipment and this awesome episode that we couldn't wait to do. And it's one of the crappiest sounding ones.
we had the same thing happen to us. It was like an hour and 40 minute episode.
Episode 7.
And the computer lost the drivers for the mixer. And so it recorded it, but it was all digitized and cut up, and
that sounded awful.
Just horrible. So we had to scrap all of it and redo the entire episode.
It took 4 hours to do 2 hours. Yeah. And we were, it's funny because we had to recreate it. And it was the first time it was all impromptu and we just conversational.
Had the energy. And
then the second time we were trying to remember kind of how we did it, but it still turned out really well.
Yeah.
But it was like, because I kept telling Nate, I'm like, well, it's there, right? And he's like, it's there like this.
We were afraid that, you know, I would say something like, no, wait a minute, did Sean say that? Or did Nate, you know, or did I say, because we didn't want to step on anybody's toes, you know, we wanted to kind of make it sound like the original and bring that same energy. And it was so late, but we did it. We pulled it off. But man, that was rough.
Yeah. I'm going to tell on myself. I got like a brain freeze at the end because we were so like, just the energy was dissipating. And I had like a brain freeze and couldn't remember what I was going to say. So there was this long pause and a lot of uhs. And Nate saved my butt. Nobody will ever be the wiser except for me telling on myself.
Yeah, he couldn't remember. I remember what it was.
It was Winston Churchill.
Churchill.
I blanked out a Winston Churchill story.
And Nate goes, Churchill. And he's like, oh, but he was, yeah, I was like,
he sliced 10 seconds. It, diced it all together, and it sounds perfect.
Can't even tell. Can't even tell. He had a mind brain freezer. Yeah.
I'm going to blame.
Paid him good money for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame Tracy for this one. But on our 100th episode, it was one of the longer ones. We had Andrea Perrin from The Conjuring on that episode, and we had done an episode on the Warrens to put with that. Well, not only that, we had probably 8 or 10 people, other podcasters, that had sent us in, you know, hey, happy 100th anniversary, you know, 100th episode, blah 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 blah. And I had put all these things in, we recorded all of them, so you know how, Nate, you know how hard it is to just put all these different segments in between certain parts, and because we didn't put them all at the beginning. And we get almost through, and Tracy says, I don't think we did so-and-so, or did so. So I go back, and I look, and as I did it, somehow or another, I deleted the whole thing.
Oh.
And we had to re-record the whole episode.
Oh, man.
I mean, it wasn't her fault. I mean, she pointed out something that she thought we did or didn't do.
Right.
But we were at the end, and when I went back to look, I found it, and it, you know, whatever the case was. And then I X, for some reason, just went up and hit X and went off of it and just deleted the whole thing.
So we had, it was not my fault at all. Yeah.
We know that, because for the record, right?
That's right.
He blames me for a lot, but that's okay.
Most of the time it's accurate.
Yeah. Well, no, I know that we've been going to town on this episode and just going, you know, at it. And all of a sudden we'll look and we're like, damn it, that thing ain't even recording. The whole time it was.
Yeah, sometimes we'll do, because we edit as we go.
Yeah.
And we'll edit sometimes, and then I'll think I hit the play button, but it must have been a little bit over. And then we're just recording and recording and look back and it's not recording.
Oh, man.
Well, Jerry, when I sat with you, it was 2 years in July. It was July of 2019 when I visited you guys. And I remember when you were showing me how to do stuff, you're like, I just edit as we go. And you just, you know, hitting this and that. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I'm just, I don't know what he's talking about. I still don't know. I don't know how Nate does it. I don't know any of this technical stuff. Just give me a microphone. Let me talk and I'm good.
One of my biggest fears is doing that, getting done with an episode and accidentally losing it. And so as soon as we get done, I automatically just go to the save and save what I have and go from there.
That's typically what I do. I don't even know what, like I said, it was one of those deals where it was late, we were tired, and I just instinctively went up and clicked off of it. No reason in the world to click off of it, but that's what I did. So
that happens.
Nate, let's do this. You've got some local ghost stories that you're going to tell us, and we'll kind of do that and find out a little more about you guys in the podcast and end on this note. So what do you got for us?
Episode 6 was our local ghost stories, because I knew of a couple that are around here local. There's Avon Haunted Bridge and Danville Haunted Bridge. Both of them, same story, just different locations. Basically, a mother carrying her sick child down across the bridge, trying to get to the doctor. Train was coming, loses her step, falls off. They both perish. And they said you can go there at night, and if you don't honk your horn, then you can hear the baby screaming and her crying out for the baby. And so those ones I grew up with knowing.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty famous.
And then with further research, I found out about Hell's Gate over in Brazil, Indiana. Another train bridge, but it's a single tunnel. And they say, like, if you go there and stop and turn your lights off for like 15 minutes or so, a 7-foot tall shadow figure will come out and greet you.
That's pretty good.
And they also say that if you drive through the tunnel, you turn around and come back and stop, turn your vehicle off, turn the lights off, and sit in the tunnel, it'll start moving and blood will start running down the walls.
Yikes.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I never knew that one was there.
Look that up, because it's got it's covered in graffiti, and it just looks
creepy. Oh, yeah. We looked at pictures on when we were covering it.
Yeah.
And they say there's, I think, 7 of them out there that you can go and try to find. That's the only one I know of.
Makes for a fun Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Then,
let's go find Hell's
Friday game. Fun. Hell's Gate.
Yeah. And there's a covered bridge over in Putnam County, and a little girl drown under the bridge, and they say that you can go there and stop on the bridge at night, and she'll show up and try to get into your vehicle, and then when you leave and you get home, you can find handprints on the outside of your vehicle. And then the one that we ended the episode on was Whispers Estates in Mitchell, Indiana.
Yep,
that place is crazy, just vortexes and a little girl that got burnt in a fire and perished there. She'll open and close doors, and you can hear her running through the hallways. And a lot of activity in that one.
But Todd said he wanted to buy that and make it a bed and breakfast. So I don't know.
Yeah, an Airbnb.
That's in the works.
Right? Yeah, right.
Weren't they trying to do that at one point? I mean, wasn't it a bit? I think they tried to do that at one
point. Probably did. Yeah. I know it's up for sale.
Yeah.
Or it was for sale recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's pretty creepy.
I'm sure someone that didn't know the history of that house.
Isn't that the one that with the doctor that buried?
Yeah, the doctor. Yeah, there's like a mass grave out in the back.
Yeah,
in the playground. Just, like, if you amputate an arm, you just go throw it out there in the
body
pit.
Parts. Yeah, pretty wicked place.
Yeah, a lot of crazy stories with that one.
But that was a Bill Palmer. Being a local one. That was fun.
Well, then we're going to be doing another episode pretty soon of doing some more local haunted stuff. So that'd be fun. Yeah.
What's the place right there in Indianapolis? I drew a blank.
Slippery Noodle?
Haunted House? Or
yeah, no, the haunted, the big haunted estate out there that they do the weddings and stuff at. It's probably the most known haunted place in Indianapolis. I just drew a blank.
Is it the one that you went? There's
Hannah House? The Hannah House?
Yeah, that's what it was, the Hannah House.
Oh, it's on the southeast side of Indy. Mm-hmm. South side, yeah.
And the Hannah 100 acres.
You know what's funny, Jerry, with the Hannah House, because it's got the Underground Railroad, you know, and a bunch of slaves were supposed to burn in the fire and all that. And they do a haunted attraction. They do it, you know, for Halloween, a regular haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been there for a tour or the haunted attraction. I've only been there for one of those dinners, like the mystery dinners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mystery dinners.
it was during Christmas time for our office party, but I've never been there for a haunted attraction or anything like that. Yeah. But it's a pretty neat place. It's pretty,
I haven't been either. I always heard just the advertisements are creepy. You know, the Hannah Haunted Acres.
Yeah, they have a hayride. They have a hayride.
Gives me the chills now. Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, Hannah House. Yeah.
Guys, the podcast is Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. Go check them out. Make sure you subscribe. Leave a review for them. It'll help them out. They're a new show getting started. Make sure you put in the review that you heard about them on Hillbilly Horror Stories. Let's help them move up the rankings a little bit here. It's a fun show. I think you'll enjoy it. How can the guys keep up with you on social media if they're out there listening?
We're on Facebook. We've got a Facebook group page. It's coming along pretty nicely, I think. We've got a couple hundred people who've joined. Just Middle Asian Creeped Out. We're on Instagram. Same thing. Just type in Middle Asian and it'll come up. What else? We have an email. It's MAACO podcast. It's MAACO podcast@gmail.com. So they can email stories, or we're always asking for stories, you know, or experiences, and we'll read them on the air with their permission. What else, guys?
The podcast is on iTunes.
Stitcher,
Deezer.
Yeah, we're on all the major platforms.
Audio Boom.
Bunch of smaller ones. Yeah, there's it's pretty easy to find us, our podcast. Yep.
Awesome. I need to get me one of those shirts. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
My sister made the logo. She's a graphic designer.
Yeah.
Heather.
Let's give her a shout out
to Heather.
Yeah. She is a graphic designer. And so I worked with her for about 2 days, maybe really one day, but she had an idea and then she texted to me. I'm like, oh, I like that. I'm like, well, you know, so I said, well, how about this? And she'd send it back. And man, when she sent this back, I'm like, bingo.
I was at work and the first time I saw it, I was like, that's it. That's exactly it. And Todd was the same way.
And then I'm going to give a shout out to a guy I used to work with at the church. He's moved to Tennessee, but he did our sound. Yeah, our background music and all that. So Josh Peters. And so it's kind of nice that we have, you know, we're buddies and we're doing it together, but we've had family or friends be a part of this. And that's what really makes it cool. It's real personal. You know, we've had some input from family and friends to help us with logo or music or whatever it is. And
we look forward to it. We've been doing it every other week, sometimes every week.
It's addictive.
And it's something that we just put our heart and soul and love into. And then, you know, shout out to you guys too, because you guys really helped us to figure, we thought this was going to be impossible to do, but it's doable. And it's very fun though. It's fun to be part of the community too.
Yeah. And and our wives get us out of the house. So that's another blessing.
The most important thing, right?
Yeah.
Hear us out once in a while.
Get us 3 million knuckleheads out.
Yeah. You need that. Guy time, you know, and kind of have fun and let it out and stuff like that. And I think it's great. And, you know, you guys are going to be really successful. And I'm so happy for you all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Maybe you don't say they need guy time and then follow it up by let it out.
Oh, hey, y'all.
We know what you mean. No, we appreciate that, Tracy. Yeah, it's been fun. It's a blast. So we have a lot more episodes coming. We've already got all the way up through 20 plan of what we're going to talk about.
We're recording again after this.
Yeah, we're going to do our episode 14 after this year. Yep. So we're excited. Yeah.
Awesome.
Glad and paler.
Right. Nice. Thank you guys so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Tracy. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys. We love y'all.
Love you guys.
Love back right back.